When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we jump into the episode, we wanted to tell you that we have written a book.
It's called Have You Tried This? And it's out now.
It's a one-stop shop to self-care featuring only the very best of what we have learned over 4 years of living and experimenting with all that the wellness world has to offer.
Plus a load of new practices written just for the book. And the best thing?
Every single practice in the book is completely free, and every practice in there really will improve your mental health and well-being.
Link is in our show notes.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Self Care Club. We have been here all week, every single day, haven't we, Lauren?
We're exhausted.
We are exhausted, but we hope that you are not listening at home. We hope that you are inspired to take your self-care needs in your hands and you have everything you need at your fingertips now. That's what we hope for.
We do.
Anyway, today's show is, I think, my all-time favourite show. Yeah. So this is what we're going to finish our big 500th week on.
Yes.
And the show that we are talking about is, of course, Salt Caves.
So we tried out halotherapy, i.e. sitting in a salt cave on Bournemouth High Street.
Yep.
That was basically what it was. It is pure chaos, this show.
It's very little to do with salt caves, but it is very funny.
It's a lot to do with my story about when Keanu Reeves stole my salmon noodles on a plane. We talk about why Liz Hurley is permanently banned from the Self Care Club. She's never, ever coming in. Her name's not down. She's not on the list. It's not a lot to do with salt caves.
It's nothing to do with salt caves, but I want it to be known that this show got us nominated for an award.
And rightly so. I mean, I don't know. It's very little to do with self-care.
Actually, so did some of the other shows that we've released this week. People Pleasing.
Yeah.
Got us nominated for an award.
Yeah.
Heartfelt apologies. No, and compliments.
Compliments.
Yeah.
But Salt Caves is one of my all-time faves. So I'm delighted to be ending our celebration week on this episode. I so hope that you guys enjoyed it, and if you've heard it before, that you enjoy it again.
And if you want more from us, then please do make sure you are following us on all of our social channels. We are everywhere, aren't we?
We are. You can't get away from us.
You can't. YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, not on LinkedIn because we can't have a lot of fun on LinkedIn.
We've got a private Facebook group.
All the links are below in the show notes, so you can find us anywhere. And please do subscribe and follow the pod. And really, we hope that you have enjoyed this week. We have loved being in your ears every day, and enjoy this episode.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon.
The advice for self-care today is endless and can be yet another overwhelming job for women.
Every episode, we trial a different self-care practice, live it to the letter for a week, and report back to you on the results.
Will it actually improve your well-being, or will it be another waste of your time? We test out self-care so you don't have to.
Welcome to Self-Care Club, wellness road tested.
Fancy a margarita, Lauren?
Oh, yes, please.
Salt or sugar around the rim of the glass?
Salt, always salt. Enough salt to fill a cave.
Well, that's funny that you mentioned that, because this week, that's exactly what we're doing. We're going to sit in a salt cave. You can lick it till your heart's content. I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon. And this is Self Care Club, wellness road tested. The idea of sitting in a cave made of salt might sound rather primitive. But this practice, officially known as halotherapy or salt therapy, halo being the Greek word for salt, is becoming more and more popular in spas and wellness centres. It reproduces the naturally occurring environments of salt mines found in countries like Poland and Russia. Like other wellness practices, halotherapy dates way back. In fact, it was first officially recognised as a therapy by Polish physician Dr. Felix Bozowski in 1843, who'd taken note of the absence of respiratory problems in salt mine workers. Halotherapy is more familiar than it might initially seem. Case in point, anyone who's ever gargled with salt water to help a sore throat or who's disinfected a wound with salt water has practiced wet halotherapy. And how many people come home feeling better after spending time near the ocean or on a beach, even for a short time?
Halotherapy involves sitting quietly inside one of these caves while a device called a halo generator pumps salt-infused air into the room. Halotherapy has been popular in Eastern Europe for centuries and promises a range of physical and mental benefits. As far as man-made salt rooms or salt caves go, there are typically two main kinds. Some are exactly as they sound, rooms in which the walls are made of pink Himalayan salt bricks and the floors are covered in loose pink salt. The second kind uses a halo generator, a machine which blows tiny particles of pharmaceutical grade salt into the air. That sounds like it would make me cough. I'm not sure I'm into that one. These caves were created to mimic the microclimate of salt mines and allow visitors to benefit from the inhalation of salt-infused air and are generally considered more beneficial than those without halo generators. Salt caves often include salt rock lights or lamps which give the atmosphere of a subdued and peaceful glow. Aside from this light, salt caves are normally dark so as to provide a relaxing experience. Inside the salt cave, the air is dry and cool with the temperature set to around 68 degrees. The result is a cozy, spa-like environment that's perfect for unwinding and disconnecting. Oh, sounds heavenly.
You wear comfortable loose clothing and you take off your shoes and socks.
You were a bit concerned. No, you were a bit upset, weren't you, that we weren't going naked?
No, that was my husband.
Your husband?
He said, are you going to sit naked in the cave with Nicole on Sunday? Not like, but like it was the most normal thing. Like he was saying to me, are you picking her up on the way to the studio? Like, are you sitting naked in the cave on Sunday? And I said, no, you go into the cave fully clothed.
Didn't we have...
Like, he did not think it was in any way odd that we'd just be lounging around naked in a salt cave together.
That is odd. I don't think we're ready to take our relationship there, do you?
Nicole, I have seen more naked women than I have had hot dinners.
I haven't.
Intimately. So seeing you naked in a salt cave is of no, it's the water off a duck's back to me. I spent my whole working life with naked women legs akimbo. So honestly, you reclining on a chair in a salt cave, it's not going to shake me up.
It would shake me up greatly.
Right, I'll keep my clothes on then. You might be asked to leave your phone outside.
You might be asked to leave if you go naked. If you'd undress, you might be asked to vacate the premises.
Please, put your knickers back on. This is a salt cave, not a nudist beach.
Carry on.
You might be asked to leave your electronic devices behind before you go into a salt cave. And this is a great opportunity for a mini digital detox, and it ensures you're not distracted during your treatment. Inside the salt cave, you'll find several chairs around the space, which should be comfortable and relaxing to recline in. Or if you prefer, you might be able to sit or lie on the salt rock floor. And I did hear that they're building a new one in Northern Ireland, which is heated sand on the floor. And a jacuzzi, a saltwater jacuzzi in the cave.
I mean, that sounds amazing.
Maybe we'll have to go to Ireland and do it, but it sounds amazing.
Listen, I'm so up for when we can, travelling all over the place and trying all of these things out.
Please feel free to invite Nicole and I to your new luxury spa. We don't mind trying it out for you.
Do you know what it's called? Because we need to email them.
The place in Northern Ireland, I'll find out. During the treatment, most people sit quietly and relax or meditate while breathing in the salt-infused air.
I don't like the idea of breathing in salt-infused air.
I think you have already on Sunday, so.
Oh, is that what I did?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The thought of like salt particles.
But you're just doing that by the seaside. You're breathing in
I know, but it's open air. I'm not in a cave.
That's true. That is true. With no technology and peaceful music playing and low lights, the idea is to experience total relaxation during salt room therapy. The lack of distractions allow you to take time for yourself and clear your head. Even if you're not into meditation, the experience will give you the chance to disconnect and enjoy your own kind of meditation.
Like you and I, we're going to go into the salt cave together and meditate.
And we're not just going to yenter for an hour.
What does yenter mean?
Chat.
Yeah. That's the Yiddish for the week.
There you go. Yiddish lesson of the week.
I didn't know that one.
What?
Well, Yenta was the film with Barbara. That's Yentl. That's Yentl. But she's the matchmaker with Barbara Streisand.
Yes.
You said Yenta.
Yenta.
Okay, it's not like worlds apart, is it?
No. Whereas spa treatments like steam rooms and saunas can feel a bit claustrophobic or overheated, in contrast, the cool ambient temperature of a salt cave ensures you'll be able to breathe easily for the length of the treatment. That said, you may perspire during salt room therapy. This is because of the salt drawing out impurities in your body, which is a normal reaction during the detoxification process.
Luckily, you and I don't have any toxins in our body.
I did not perspire, did you?
No.
No.
But are you joking? I'm plant-based and I barely drink. What is it going to...
What toxins have you got in? Nothing left.
Well, there's sugar and coffee.
A bit of eyeliner, maybe. Might get in the eye and then need to work its way out the body, but that's
hope not.
About it.
Kind of weird eyeliner. Where are you putting it? my eyeliner stays on my eyelid.
Okay.
With time to reflect on your breathing and the position of your body, you should feel a release of tension in your neck, shoulders and back. Your mind will also start to clear. Most people report at least subtle effects like these from their first salt room session. But as with most treatments and wellness activities, you'll see more benefits and greater changes with regular salt room sessions. Most people report improvement in breathing and better sleep following the session. The effects can be long-lasting too, and while effects vary from person to person, often one session will suffice for weeks or months. So how does it work? What are the benefits and what conditions and ailments does salt room therapy treat? Well, quite simply, the entire practice boils down to breathing dry, salty air. Salt is antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, antimicrobial, and anti-inflammatory. As you breathe, your airways absorb minerals such as iron, potassium, and calcium in the salt particles. The salt inside the cave draws out irritants such as toxins and allergens from your respiratory system. This reduces inflammation and breaks down mucus, clearing your airways. As a result, salt cave treatments can help with conditions such as asthma and bronchitis, as well as the common cold. Mm. She also said it's good for sinus problems,
yes.
The woman, didn't she?
Yeah. The salt particles used in halotherapy also have a similar effect on your skin. The salt absorbs impurities and bacteria present on the skin.
Sorry. Sorry.
And there is some evidence...
You can tell it's really helped.
Yeah, really good. There is some evidence that it can help to reduce many skin conditions, including rosacea, eczema, and psoriasis. Halotherapy may also help to relieve stress, allergies, respiratory infections, hangovers, and high blood pressure.
Bloody hell.
I know. It's a cure-all.
It really is.
Salt also produces negative ions. When your body comes into contact with the negatively charged salt particles in the cave's atmosphere, it releases more serotonin, one of the feel-good chemicals behind feelings of happiness. Fans of the practice also commonly report improved sleep. So, with all this in mind, how could we resist taking time out of our schedules to try it out?
We couldn't wait. We were desperate
we
to.
We literally couldn't wait.
So we went together,
yeah,
didn't we? So should we just talk about it together?
How were you feeling going into it?
Well, I had just been to Brent Cross, which is a big shopping centre near me, and my girls were... I was with my two girls. They were hungry. They were tired. They'd been up early. They were moaning and moaning and moaning.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've been to Brent Cross recently. There is a whole one-way system going on because of COVID. There's, you know, you've got the masks on. There were people everywhere. It was such an unpleasant hour and a half. Mm. I can't even begin to tell you. Mm. So when I came out of Brent Cross, I literally could not get to this salt cave quick enough. To be left alone.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have stuck me in any fucking cave.
With a bear. It would have been preferable.
Yeah. It would. Yeah. Well, it would have been friendlier than my girls in Brent Cross on a Sunday, let me tell you. So I was delighted to get to this salt cave.
Any preconceptions? What did you think it was going to be like?
I thought it was going to be relaxing and quiet and divine.
Ever done it before?
No.
No.
What about you?
No. Never done it before, but obviously been to the beach. And also my mother basically advocates salt water for pretty much any ailment. Eye infection, bathe it in salt water. Sore throat, gargle with salt water. Mum, my leg's falling off, stick it in some salt water. She's a big advocate of the salt.
My kids keep saying that they're school nurses and they go to different schools.
Yeah.
Her one hit wonder is a wet paper towel. Apparently that's
a wet
sold.
Paper towel. Solves sold every bump,
everything.
Lump.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Everything. So true.
Maybe we should get her to the salt cave.
Maybe we should. I had done quite a horrendously grueling session with Saeed in the gym on Sunday morning. It was actually the worst session I've done with him. It was fucking awful.
Worst or best?
No, it was awful. It was really awful.
Because sometimes when it's really awful, it's really great.
No, this was horrible. And also I felt really intimidated and uncomfortable in the class.
Was it because I wasn't next to you?
You were not there. Your husband was there. He was like the only person who looked like a normal person and was like a normal person. Everyone else was like, I don't know, I didn't feel very happy in that class. So I knew that this Salt Cave was like my reward.
Oh, you know, it was my reward too after the Brent Cross saga.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be good. Yeah. I knew it was going to be good.
So did I.
Yeah.
Listen, it was Sunday afternoon. You and I were leaving our families at home and going to sit in a dark room on a chair with no one bugging us. Of course.
But not just a chair.
Well, I was going to get to that.
Oh, go on.
Well, it was a heated massaging chair.
Oh, it was bliss.
It was... Should we? I've actually got a voice note.
Oh, yeah.
Whilst we were in there. Shall I play it?
Yeah, go on.
We're sat in the Salt Cave, I have to say. Apart from the fact that my daughter just texted me telling me she's lost her bikini, who needs a bikini? I feel very relaxed. Lauren?
So happy.
So happy.
We're
happy?
Yeah.
There's no one here. No one drives mad.
Just alone and locked in a cave.
Just how we like it. Yeah. And there's chairs that vibrate and massage and heat up. It's lovely. We're halfway through and the lovely lady at the front desk has brought us new heated bean bags in case we were getting cold.
I've never been so happy in my life. I'm so happy.
Best hour of my life.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research, scripts, and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise, and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes, and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit, and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
I've never been happier about my job as I was on Sunday afternoon.
And you've missed out the best bit, that the lady who worked in the Salt Cave came in with, but you know, like they do when you fly first class and you get the heated wet towels. She came in with heated bean bags, 3 of them, to place on our bodies.
I know.
And we both had our periods. So we had a lovely hot one, like on our stomachs. I put one in the small of my back. You put one on your forehead.
And then halfway through, because it's an hour's session that you sit in there.
Yeah.
Could have stayed there for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Halfway through, my beanbag went cold.
Yeah.
And I didn't think more of it than, oh, my beanbag's gone cold. Mm. Next thing I know, she's walked back in the room with new heated beanbags.
She replenished them.
I mean... it was like being at the best pool I've ever been to, who just knows exactly, the barman knows exactly what cocktail I want and when.
That was what I said to you, was the only thing that's missing here is I am waiting for her to come in and take a drinks order.
Yeah.
I did feel like I was on a plane, because you had these very comfortable big leather seats and you're reclining.
I don't know how you travel, but it is obviously very different to me and the rest of the fucking population. The big seats and the first class heated beanbags.
I've never
on the floor in the plane. But we had
And I've never ever had an air hostess bring me over something heated.
A heated little flannel?
No.
Doesn't happen in economy, Lauren.
Okay. It does in other bits of the plane. Sorry. So it was very dark and warm and the floor was covered in sand. So we had bare feet so we could put our feet in the sand. Very grounding, very earthing.
It was.
There was a little trickly fountain in there.
Yeah.
And then...
there was a big screen.
There was a huge screen.
You didn't like the screen.
I wasn't into the screen because I felt like
If they were playing Real Housewives, that would have been amazing. But it was just like,
I mean,
scenes
wouldn't
of
that
nature.
Have been amazing? That like would have been the best episode of Real Housewives on there.
That would have been the best.
I could have stayed there all afternoon doing that.
Well,
which episode would you have chosen?
Oh my God. I'd go back to the early days, maybe of New Jersey, like right back to Caroline Manzo and Jacqueline. Like, I'd go back there.
I think I would go back to when Luann met Tom.
Okay, you're
those
back
days,
to New York.
New York. And when she was like, when they were all in Miami and the girls had to tell her that they'd found him snogging someone and she was about to get married in 5 days.
You see, I've never watched the New York.
What?
No.
Okay, let me tell you something about New York. I know it's nothing to do with the Salt Cave.
Yeah.
They have the best three seasons of the entire Housewives thing.
Shit.
The whole Housewives franchise, they hold the best three seasons and it is all around Luann getting married.
Shit, but now you've ruined it for me. So.
No, I haven't.
Okay. I might have to do that when I've done everything else.
Okay.
I did say to you at one point, I really hope they lock us in here and then just pass a pizza under the door. There's a little gap in the locked door. And you were like, why a pizza? I was like, because that's the only thing that would fit under that gap.
I don't love a pizza. So the pizza wasn't, I mean, listen, I would have eaten a pizza, but but it was more a sort of a detoxing situation. I didn't need to then shove pizza in my mouth.
It was just because
I had you bought me a green tea and I had my water and you bought magazines.
I did. We didn't read them.
I mean, what the fuck?
I was, you know, I was feeling the whole plane experience, but we didn't go anywhere.
Why the plane?
It just felt like being on an aeroplane.
Again, Lauren goes on a very different plane to the rest of us.
Anyway, it just did. Okay, apart from the tomato juice, where was the tomato juice with a little bit of Worcester sauce, splash of Tabasco, lemon and ice?
Anyway, it was lovely.
Yeah,
it wasn't it?
It was bloody lovely.
But it was funny because it was in the most unlikely of locations.
Yes.
It was on a high street.
On a high street in Borehamwood. Situated between a Wenzel's. For those who don't know, it's a bakery. It makes Greggs look posh. And between a Wenzel's and a Specsavers. So, yeah, you go into this sort of high street, into this Salt Cave, into this different universe.
I felt like I was going to come out in like Thailand.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Go like on the
you're
beach.
Traveling somewhere.
It felt very exotic.
It did. But then you leave and then you come back out onto Borehamwood High Street. It wasn't
that exotic. That was hilarious.
It was just
so we were very amused by it.
It did tickle us enormously.
Yeah, I did. So all in all, how would you say your experience was?
Absolutely loved it. Loved it.
Are you going to ask me or shall I just...
I'm just assuming you're going to just tell me. how was the Salt Cave for you, Nicole?
Isn't that how it fucking works? Like, you set me up, I then share.
Nicole.
Yes.
Please share with me. Mm. How was your experience of sitting in the Salt Cave?
It was very much like sitting in first class on a plane. I mean, it just brought
it's
back
exactly
all,
like that.
All the experiences of the air hostess coming to bring me heated things to sit and
but you know,
tomato juice.
Keanu Reeves was not in front of us. So that wasn't the same.
What?
I sat behind Keanu Reeves once on the way back from LA.
You just said that as if we all knew.
Let me tell you.
This story.
Let me tell you what happened. I'm sitting on the plane.
By the way, I was joking about the first class thing because I've never had that experience.
Oh, I wasn't joking, but I'm sitting on the plane upstairs. Minding my own business with a magazine. In walks this very tall, lumbering fellow, looked like he needs a good wash, sits down in front of me. Oh, it's Keanu Reeves.
Was it? At what point was he in, like, the Matrix stage?
No, after that.
Point Break stage?
After that.
So he'd had years.
Yeah. What he needed was a good fucking shower. Anyway, sat in front of me.
Was he still handsome?
He was wearing a beanie and an overcoat.
How dare he?
And he ordered the salmon teriyaki noodles. I then ordered the salmon teriyaki noodles.
To copy him or because you wanted?
No, because that was what I fancied. And the air hostess said, oh, I'm terribly sorry. Terribly sorry, madam, but the last one's just gone. And I thought, fuck you, Keanu. You've taken the last... Never mind. So I ordered something else. Anyway, then what happens is he pulls the beanie over his eyes, sleeps for the next 9 hours, doesn't even eat the salmon noodles, and I didn't get them.
Why didn't you just take them when he was asleep?
I say, I'm still broigus about it.
I can
like
see.
Like a decade on.
I can see.
2 days later, I'm in Soho. I'm walking down the street. Yeah. Who's walking in front of me? Keanu.
No yes. way. No. Yes. Tell me yes. you pulled
I
him up.
I nearly tapped him on the shoulder and said, oi, mate,
you, owe me
you didn't even eat the noodles.
You owe me a salmon teriyaki. Let's pop
Let's
into
go.
Itsu.
Let's go. That's how it was.
Right.
That has nothing to do with the salt cave.
But it reminds you of the salt cave. How many times have you flown first class?
A few.
Fucking hell. Really? Do you actually fly first class everywhere?
No.
So now you're being cagey. Now you've mentioned
of course
it.
I don't.
And now you're being cagey. No, but you said it like the salmon teriyaki, so I ordered something else, and like you were a real veteran at flying first class. Just, you know, we're all curious.
I did also once fly with Liz Hurley.
It's all coming out now. What does she order?
She ordered nothing. Obviously. What she did do, see, this is the Secrets of Celebrities on Planes. It's a new podcast, Secrets of Celebrities on Planes.
Well, we would only be able to make two.
Okay. She went to the bathroom as soon as we got on the plane, before it took off. She changed into some white sort of satiny pajamas. She put on an eye mask. She slathered her face in, I'm guessing, some very expensive cream.
Not Nivea.
I don't think it was Nivea. No. And then about half an hour before we landed.
She was very beautiful.
She was very beautiful. And then about half an hour before we landed, she went back into the bathroom, reemerged in an outfit, heels, makeup, the lot.
Yeah, because she's about to get packed when she gets off the plane. I don't blame her.
And then she was escorted off the plane looking seven shades of fabulous. And that's obviously the trick. Change your clothes and go to sleep.
Wouldn't you?
If I was Liz Hurley?
If you were about to come off a plane, off a long flight, and you were about to get papped, and then probably on the front page of the papers the next day, I would also get changed.
Yeah. But anyway, it wasn't as fun as
the salt cave.
The salt cave.
Should we summarise?
Oh, yes. What worked for you, Nicole?
It all worked. It all worked. And especially the woman coming in at half time with a fresh...
Half time.
Half time.
It wasn't a match.
Halfway through our session.
Yeah.
Which could also be said as half time.
But then that sort of says there was a first half and a second half of the session, but there wasn't. It was just one continuous session.
I reckon every listener understood what I meant.
Halfway through
and you
the hour.
Are being facetious. I think you'll find. It says more about you than it does about me. Anyway, what word was the replenished, heated beanbag?
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. The whole thing worked. Being with you worked. Being away from my kids worked. Sorry, kids, but you were being a nightmare before that. Being away from my husband. Right at the end of the session. You decide to lick the cave.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to test if it was, if the walls were actually made of salt or if they just were sort of manufactured to look salty. So I gave it a quick lick.
Yeah. And you did confirm.
I said, oh, it's made of salt. And you said, did you just lick the cave? I said, yes. And then what did you do?
Like a child, I completely copied you. And I also...
She also licked the cave.
Licked the cave.
I went, oh, it's so salty. Yeah, no shit, because it's made of salt. And then you said, how many other people do you think come in here and lick the cave? And I was like, I don't imagine any of them.
I think it's just assumed that people wouldn't.
I think it's just assumed that you trust that the walls are made of salt. But I didn't trust it, so I tested it.
But when you come out to the reception area and when I walked into to the loo, obviously I had to go to the loo.
Of course.
And all the walls, even the toilet, was all made to look like salt. And I said to her, are these all salt? She said, oh, no.
No, that was plastic. Like in reception, it was plastic.
Did you lick those?
I didn't because I could see quite clearly they were plastic. But I think it's okay. Listen, our job is to test stuff out. So I wanted to test it thoroughly. That involves checking, is the cave made of salt?
Yeah.
Give it a lick. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it was definitely a salty cave.
I'm doing my proper
due
diligence.
Have you found any benefits on your well-being after? Because we haven't actually talked about that. We talked about how lovely the experience was.
No, but the enforced sit-down was glorious.
Oh, it was just glorious. Would you do it again?
Oh, God, yeah, in a heartbeat.
In a second.
I'd do it every Sunday.
It's only £15 a person.
Yes.
For an hour.
An hour's sit-down.
which I think is lovely. And they have family rooms. Yes, so if you want to take your kids.
From 10 weeks. 10-week-old babies.
But I would suggest go
without your 10-week-old baby.
And just go on your own without the husband, without anybody. Mm. Just go. Just go with your friend. And no, you don't need to take a magazine.
Well, I would.
I don't know why you thought that we wouldn't speak.
As you took the magazine out of your handbag, I was like, what the fuck is that for? Hello? You bored of me already? If we end up on a plane together and I take out a book, God.
Well, we're going to be in different sections. We're going to be in different sections of the plane, it sounds like.
We'll be together.
Yeah. We'll be in economy together.
No, we won't.
We'll be with Liz Hurley. Do you think we'll get to the point where we have to change in the loo?
I don't know, but you know what Liz Hurley says. Her most famous quote.
You know, I'm not friendly with Liz Hurley, so I don't.
She says, my idea of hell is getting on a plane and turning right.
Oh, what a twat.
And she needs to live in the real fucking world. If she doesn't, because
she's like nearly 60 and she wears a bikini like she's 18.
Idea of hell is turning right on a plane. Like, get over yourself. I'd like to look like her in a bikini.
You don't know how she looks in a bikini. When was the last picture you saw of her in a bikini?
She's always in a bikini. That's all she wears.
When was the last time you saw Liz Hurley in a bikini?
I couldn't tell you, but the last picture I saw, she was in a bikini.
But that was probably like 10 years ago. No,
what do you mean? Like last year, she has a swimwear line, a bikini line. That's all she wears. Yes. And in fact, the last picture I saw of her, she was in a fur coat.
Well, then you better stop bitching and moaning about your exercise and get on with it.
Christmas. Her mother took a photo of her. Are we having two conversations?
Yeah.
At Christmas, her mum took a photo of her in a fur coat.
No one cares.
She looked great.
She looked great.
She did.
People have tuned in to hear about the Salt Cave,
but you
not
asked,
about Liz.
You asked the question. When's the last time you saw a picture of her in a bikini? Christmas. That's the answer. 5 months ago.
Whatever. Listen, if you want to look like her in a bikini, you're going to have to suck it up and keep going to the gym.
No, I think I'm going to have to get liposuction and suck it out. I think any amount of gym is going to make me look like that.
Can we get off Liz Hurley?
Okay.
Is it coming in the club?
Yeah.
Not Liz Hurley. No, she can't.
Oh, okay.
Because the twatty comment of my idea of hell is turning right on a plane. She ain't my kind of woman.
Let me tell you, Keanu, he's not coming in the club.
Why?
Because of the salmon teriyaki noodles.
He's a food stealer.
Yeah, he is.
So, also, firstly, I don't think either one of them care about coming in our club.
They'll be really upset when they come to the door and they're on the blacklist. They'll be really upset.
If Liz Hurley comes to the door of our club.
Hello, I'm here for the club. Sorry, Liz. You're blacklisted. What? What do you mean I'm blacklisted?
Nicole didn't like that twatty comment that you said.
Nicole didn't like your comment, love, about turning right on a plane. Sling your hook.
Who's on the door?
The bouncer. The bouncer.
Do we need a bouncer?
Yes, in case Liz or Keanu try and break in.
Oh my God, this has gone to a bad place.
It's the Salt Cave coming in the club.
I've got one more question.
Yeah.
If you could have one celebrity to be a member of our club, who would it be?
Oh my God. Are they coming to the actual club?
Yeah, no, they're going to be like a regular member of the club.
That is such a tough question.
Right, well, let's put it out to our listeners as well. And you can DM us on Instagram. If you could have one celebrity in our club, and when I say our club, I mean all of our club.
Mm.
Who would it be? And why?
It's
a great question.
I'm going to mull that over.
So am I.
And revert back to you next week.
On our episode.
Top three.
Oh, top three.
Top three. Yeah.
Is it coming in the club?
Yes.
The Salt Cave.
God, yes.
It's 100% coming in the club.
Yes.
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 We can have a room at the back with a couple of chairs, a salty floor, salty walls. Lick them if you want. Or, as I said to you, in the actual club.
Please don't lick them.
We can
because
have
that might not be COVID compliant.
There'll be no COVID by the time the club's open. But you know what else would be very cool in our Salt Cave Club room is if you order a margarita, you just lick your own glass and then stick it on the wall, get that salty rim around the glass. Done.
She used that joke whilst in the Salt Cave.
You liked it then.
I did. Not the second time. It's already worn thin.
So I prefer sugar around the edge of my margarita.
I'm not a margarita lover. It's tequila, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tequila and I don't get along.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening. I don't know if that's been remotely informative or not.
I think it's been very informative.
Well, we all know when we last saw Liz Hurley in a bikini, and we all know what Keanu Reeves orders and doesn't end up eating. So, if that improves your self-care, which I hope it does, then we have done our job. We will be back on Friday with our epilogue show with hopefully a little bit.
God knows what we're going to fill that with.
We're going to fill it with what celebrities we want coming in the club.
Oh, okay.
And why.
Okay.
They have to add to the club.
Okay.
Yes?
Yeah.
They have to bring, like, I don't know, something, some good energy to the club.
Okay.
Yeah? Mm. So someone inspiring, but not too inspiring that we have to feel shit about
you
ourselves.
You know that I just want to bring Claire Balding.
Claire Balding is definitely coming in the Claire Balding is definitely coming in the club.
Yeah.
I think I want Bethany.
Oh, no.
In the club.
Really?
I love Bethany. Oh, Lisa Rinna.
Oh, Rinna. Rinna can come.
Rinna's coming in the club.
Yeah.
That's from Real Housewives. Anyway, if you would like to get hold of us, or if you would like to turn off now, which I suggest you do, probably better for your self-care, hello@theselfcareclub.co.uk, or you can message us on Instagram @selfcareclubpod. We'll be back on Friday, which I hope will be make a little more sense.
It may. It may not.
It may not. But go and try whatever self-care you need and just perhaps forget this podcast ever existed. See you Friday.
Bye.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.